Blue Jays play this afternoon, 1 o'clock, MLB.com. Wilner, Wagner, and Kevin Brown, center fielder Kevin Pillar of the Blue Jays joins us right now. Thank you so much, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Excellent spring, just as you hoped it would be personally. You mentioned before spring training, you wanted to come in, you wanted to be better than last year, better than you've been. You've come in the best shape that you've been in. What do you have to do differently in getting ready for this season that will allow you to have that kind of year?
I don't know. I think just kind of learn from the 3 years that I've been able to go out there and be an everyday player and just continue to make adjustments. You know, for me, understanding that baseball is mostly between the ears, I feel like I've made the physical changes with my body to allow myself to get into the position I need to get into consistently at the plate, and just, you know, when you go through these ups and downs of the season, not to hit the panic button and try to get to the cage and try to make some mechanical changes. Most of the time, it's just baseball. It's going to happen. You know, you're going to hit balls hard. You're not going to hit some balls hard. You're going to get good pitches to hit. You're going to miss them. That's round ball, round bat. You know, just try to keep it that simple and, stay consistent throughout the year.
Blue Jays center fielder Kevin Pillar joining us, Brady and Price on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You've got new fellows in the outfield to get used to in Curtis Granderson and Randall Grichuk. Is there something that we would call defensive chemistry? We talk about another team sports, but baseball is very one-on-one. Do you have to develop something when new guys are going to play corner outfield for a good chunk of games this year with you in center, Kevin?
Yeah, no, I definitely think there's a chemistry element that needs to happen here soon. Obviously Grandel's been a little sidelined with some injuries here, so I haven't had the opportunity to go out there and play with him as much. And you know, same goes for Grandy. I mean, we've kind of been on opposite schedules here, but as a center fielder, my job is to kind of be the leader out there and really go out there and catch what I can catch. So with that being said, it's them kind of adjusting to my style of play, but me also understanding I got some guys on each side of me that have a little bit more range and are able to move to the left and right, pretty well. And, I think as we get towards the end of spring training here, we'll start getting on the field together a little bit more and starting to understand each other a little bit. But we spend a lot of time together. All of our outfield drills, we're all together, and stuff comes up throughout games and even in some drill stuff, and we just continue to build chemistry. But I think it's something that will just kind of naturally happen out there.
You don't see a lot of guys that to hit at the top of the lineup and at the bottom of the lineup. Do you have a preference as to where you'd rather hit in the lineup? Is it easier in one place or the other?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to be a guy that hits at the top of the lineup. I think that's, every baseball player's want is to be someone that is in that top half of the lineup, someone that, maybe gets an extra at bat a game, or someone that, gets in at bat early and can really set the tone for the offensive game. But, my job is to just go out there and be productive wherever they put me at, and understand that we got some pretty really good hitters in our lineup, and not a lot of lineups are constructed like this where you have 4, 5, 6 guys that could be middle of the order bats on any given team. So I just kind of fit in where I fit in.
Kevin Pillar, our guest. The last 3 years, I know you guys want this as bad as anybody. Forget the fans, forget the media, forget whomever. You want a better start. You have to have a better start. How much did last year's start and you guys just clawing back, trying to get to 500, yet still being in a competitive wild card race? I think in 3 years, Kevin, and the two you guys, went to the playoffs, April and May were still grinds. Is there just a way to be different getting out of the gate other than saying, no, it's just as simple as going out and winning baseball games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is that simple, but I think last year was real evident how difficult it was, especially in our division with the improvements all the teams have made in the AL East to get off to such a sluggish start and such a bad start that it was honestly, it was something we really couldn't overcome. you know, as close as we got, maybe halfway through the season, getting back to that 500 mark, it just seemed like we just couldn't overcome the bad start. So I think it was kind of a focus here in spring training to, you know, try to get everyone out on the field and really dig into those little details on the field that maybe cost us some games early in April last year, and make sure that we're getting out there and taking care of those things on the field here in spring training. But, yeah, I think it is as simple as just going out and winning games. And, you know, obviously having a healthy roster is a big part of that. And, you know, I think having, you know, a guy like Sanchez back is going to be a big part of that too. When you got, you know, five starters deep that you can roll out there and any one of them could carry the load for, you know, a game, you know, that obviously improves your chances of winning games.
With Kevin Pillar, Blue Jays center fielder, defender extraordinaire, you know everyone's picking the Yankees and the Red Sox. What do the Blue Jays say to those people? What's your answer?
You know, everyone starts with the same record at the beginning of the year. You know, we don't really talk about it. I think it might be a nice place to be, you know, after the couple years that we had and the success that we had. And, you know, we are the team to beat, to kind of sit back and allow the Yankees and Red Sox to be the Yankees and Red Sox and take all the media coverage, and everyone's predicting them to win. You know, it might be a nice place for us to be, kind of just sit back in the weeds and understand, you know, the team we have here, the team that our front office has been able to go out and construct. You know, I think we're all confident with our abilities here. Now it's just a matter of going out and doing it. And biggest thing is staying healthy.